Kinnan uncurled himself from the chair and placed his cig on the desk. Then, hooking his thumbs in his dark jeans, he pressed every single button Dale had where his sister was concerned. "If you were in my position, what would you do? What if there was a bad guy, and your sister got in his way? He hires a shooter." Joseph took a step closer, and Dale saw heat in his eyes. "Your sister has pretty brown eyes. So would you let this guy live if he made her kneel and then put a bullet through one of those eyes?" Dale reacted instinctively. In seconds, he was in Kinnan's space with his fists curled in anger, so red hot in his blood he could imagine it burning his skin. He twisted his fingers in the shorter man's dark shirt, spitting words at him. "Leave my sister out of this." Kinnan used some kind of move that left Dale with his back against the wall, and Kinnan's arm across his throat. He felt the strength in the other man who held him still, even as he struggled hard to escape the grip. "Tell me what you would do. Stay out of this. Go the fuck home. Tell me." Kinnan's face was mere inches from his, and his gray eyes were brimming with barely constrained threat.
"No.
What would you do if I killed your sister?" Dale pushed with every single curl of energy inside him, and Joseph staggered back with a look of surprise on his face, which quickly morphed to anticipation. Dale didn't stop. If he gave the sailor an inch, it would be Dale sitting at the end of a gun. Instinct pushed through calm, and Dale let loose with punches. At least 50% hit target. The satisfaction of skin and muscle impacting his fist pulled a primal kill urge from deep inside him, and he was lost. Kinnan's face was replaced by the seal who had killed that family, the ex-wife who had dared to remarry, the new husband, and their new child, no more than a few months old, killed by an accurate bullet. Dale never had the chance to ask why death had been the only solution when the seal turned his gun on himself. And now, it was his face. Then it was Joseph. Then it was his sister. And the rage fell upon him like fire. Kinnan allowed a few punches. He rolled with them, and at one point staggered back at the sheer body weight advantage Dale had over him. Only a few inches, but where Joseph was slim and spare, Dale had the upper body strength of a man who worked out on a regular basis. Satisfaction flooded Dale at the look of surprise on Kinnan's face. Words tore from Dale's throat. Guttural and raw, they impacted the air around him like explosions of hate.
"I'd kill for her."
Kinnan was losing. Kinnan was backing down, and instinct forced his hand. He pushed this advantage, primal noises coming from him with each punch. Rational thought was wiped out in an instant of red mist, and he reeled as Kinnan ducked and threw a punch that caught him on the side of his ribs, followed by a punch to the face and a kick to his knee. Fuck. The pain burned like acid, and the breath was forced from his body. He no longer knew why he was beating on this man as his body desperately clawed for oxygen. He only knew he was fighting for a win, and he put everything behind the push for final contact. Except suddenly, his fist was forcing its way into thin air with his entire body mass behind it, and shocked, he found himself sprawled on the floor in an ungainly, non-breathing heap. Where the hell had his SEAL training gone? He was like some pathetic civilian. Then, Kinnan was there, pinning him to the floor with a hold that he couldn't escape, and he really was fucked. He focused on the blood that trickled from the victor's split lip, and a certain male pride washed over him that he had done that to a serving seal. It didn't matter that Kinnan had probably allowed that to happen to control the whole fucking thing.
"Finished," Joseph said tiredly. "My sister," Dale started with renewed anger.
Kinnan wasn't letting him speak, though.
"Is on the list of people I protect, you asshole. What do you think I freaking do for this country? Go around hitting on and then murdering women? I was never signed out of the U.S., but I know what the fuck you do. Are you done?"
Kinnan tightened his grip, and Dale couldn't help the exhalation of air at the pain in his side.
"Jeez, Kinnan, did you break my fucking ribs?"
he managed to force out.
"Hell no, I took it easy on you." "Fuck if that was easy."
He peered up at the man currently sitting on his stomach. There was a definite smirk on his face, and Dale groaned at seeing that look. Freaking frog and his crazy skills in hand-to-hand combat.
"Seems private bodyguards have moves too, you know,"
he offered, and Kinnan narrowed his eyes at that. He released one of his hands and experimentally touched his lip. Dale swore Kinnan winced.